talk about luck and drawing bumper music. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. And if you can't drive 55, then, you know, we're actually talking to a gentleman that fits that just right. And that is Mike Dillon with Richard Childress Racing. Mike, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You guys, I guess the only time you guys are driving below 55 is when you come on the pit lane, right?
Well, I believe in following all the proper road signs and staying within the law. I just want all the local patrolmen and everything out there to know that. But, yeah, we do run fast in the right areas.
In the right areas, yeah, in the control situations.
Yes, yes. Okay. I've gotten some driving awards in the past, and I've figured out that that's not good.
Yeah, awards that your mom and dad really don't want you to have.
That's right.
That's right. Well, like I do with all my guests, take just a minute or so and tell us who you are, and of course, you're with Richard Childress Racing, and just a little bit about you.
Well, I'm the Vice President of Competition here at Richard Childress Racing. We've got, Austin Dillon, my son, driving a three car, Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, driving our cup cars, and then we have our Xfinity race teams. We've got four Xfinity race teams, and my other son, Ty, drives the three car there. Brandon Jones, Brendan Gone, and so we have all of our race teams that are in Paul Menard and Austin drive another car over there also. So we got all that going on, about 527 employees here at RCR, and we're going to Homestead this weekend to go racing.
Oh, boy.
But I'm also an avid outdoorsman.
Yes, sir.
Love to hunt and fish, and really have gotten into fishing in the last 4 years. Was more of a hunter before, and then a buddy of mine took me striped bass fishing, and I caught my first striper. And when that happened, I have spent a lot of money since, and I really love it. And it's just like I never thought I would really become that big of a fisherman, but I really loved to fish for stripers, and it became a passion. So then we've grown it into this fishing tournament we got.
Why have you had so much fun striped bass fishing? Is it the people? Is it the fish? What is it about it?
I think it's the you never know what you're going to get. That's the one thing, the excitement of that. I think it's just like hunting. When you go out in the woods and you go out and you find a location and you mark where deer have been working or scrapes, and you're able to set up a stand and you actually can make it happen and harvest the deer that way. You know, same way with fishing. There's a little bit of work to it, and you got to have a skill to be able to go out and locate the fish where they're at the time. The water temperature's big deal, and get your bait. Just the whole process of it. It's a lot of fun. Now, I'm not a big one. I don't want to cast all day and throw stuff. I'm a little lazier, so it fits my style a little bit. I like the trolling part. Sitting back, and then you're just waiting on that big attack, the hit, and then hopefully you got a big fish on the other end. And it's just, but then going back to the people are the same kind of people that I think any of your outdoorsmen and people that this is the kind of people I like to hang out with. You know,
yeah.
The same way with racing and everything
right.
else, just good solid people, trustworthy, enjoy the outdoors and what God's give us to enjoy in life.
Absolutely. And we were talking earlier that, you know, one of your goals in all of this and what we're going to talk about is to get kids back outdoors and on the water and in the woods and away from the computers. And that's pretty much the whole purpose for this radio show. But you got something coming up Friday, December the 9th, down in Anderson, South Carolina. That's it's a pretty big deal because, I mean, you've got Bass Pro Shops, you've got Costa, Bad Boy Buggy, Realtree as sponsors. It's the Fall Brawl.
Yes, sir. I went to a fishing tournament, and I guess some guys call them tailgate tournaments. It was a really good tournament. My first experience in a tournament was Mark Crawford, who was from South Carolina,
right.
who put on, and enjoyed it. And I was riding back with my buddy, David Club, and I said, man, I think we could do a little bit with this. I said, these kind of folks are all about everything we do and our sponsors. You know, they're their customer. So
right.
we got to talking about it a little bit, and honestly gave Johnny Morris a call, and he said, "Yeah, I'd like to help you with that." So we got it rolling, and decided that we just didn't need just to have a fishing tournament. We needed to do something with this format. So okay. We got hooked up with Feeding America, which is an organization across the country that helps folks in need to make sure they got a good meal on the table. And a lot of people that your neighbors are struggling to get food on the table, and you don't even realize it. And we have a guy here at the race shop who started Pit Stops for Hope, and that's exactly what he's done, and done an incredible job with it. That's how I've come across the Feeding America. So they've hooked us up with the Golden Harvest Food Bank down there in Anderson, and that's who, we're our goal is everything is trying to raise as much food as we can
okay.
for the event. Last year was our first event. Our goal was to raise 5,000 pounds of food. We ended up raising almost 22,000 pounds of food
wow.
and about $8,000 in donations. So I think close somewhere around 46,000 meals were provided off of a bunch of guys and gals and kids that wanted to fish and enjoy it. They had a great tournament. They were able to win some money in the tournament.
Right.
And then turn around, though, most importantly, we were able to help some folks out and get the food bank stocked up, and it was a big event for the food bank. So this year we're trying it again. We got some other sponsors. There's Duke's Mayonnaise has got on board to help us out with some stuff, and we got a lot of food coming, and we're really looking forward to this. And then we've even gone further with it. We're not getting these kids outside.
Right.
We're trying to get these kids back outside and get them introduced to fishing. It's the cheapest way to go out and entertain, have some entertainment, and have fun, and enjoy what God give us to enjoy out there.
Yep.
Fishing and then hunting, and you got to do it the safe way. Everything's got to be done safe.
Sure.
Safety's first, but. Man, we got to get them back outside and get them off all these electronic devices and stuff like that. I'm not saying those are bad, but the amount of time that's being spent on that, we got to get outside and smell the fresh air.
That's it. Well, we'll get to the because you got a kids youth fishing event going on, but with the food donations to Golden Harvest, it's actually a kind of a little fishing tournament in its own because you got some cash prizes for people that bring out the most food.
Well, what we do is our we have a lot of our sponsors that you see on the Striped Bass Challenge website that are donating product. And what we do, we got coolers, sunglasses, all kinds. And some really nice packages. That and a raffle ticket is 10 pounds of food.
Okay.
So Friday on the 9th is the expo where there'll be displays, there'll be boat dealers there, all kinds of stuff for folks to come out and enjoy at the Civic Center there in Anderson.
Okay.
And they can bring for one ticket or they can bring 100 pounds of food and get 10 tickets. We had guys bring 1,000 pounds of food.
Oh, wow.
And they get hundreds of tickets. And it's for anybody.
Okay.
All the competitors will bring their boats full of food. We're really wanting to get the local folks in the area to come out and enjoy the expo. We're going to have some seminars on cast net throwing and
okay.
some other things going on there during the day. And Hummingbird's going to be there doing seminars on their equipment and. Just a lot of fun stuff going on. It's that'll be from 11 to 3 o'clock for the public, and then we'll start the drawings after that. We'll have our captain's meeting, and the drawing will start. But it's a lot of fun. And then on the 9th, on the 10th,
yeah.
the actual day of the fishing tournament, we'll in the same area there at the Chris Taylor Memorial Park, we'll have a youth fishing event where kids can come out. We'll have stuff for them, fishing rods and all that for them to come out and fish and have help and try to get them introduced to fishing, and maybe we'll get us some more outdoorsmen.
There you go. There you go. Do you know how many boats you got in this thing this year?
We got 122 entries.
Okay.
We open it and close it at a certain time
right.
so we can actually try to make plans. we may have been able to get more people to come and sign up later, but it's really wanting to be able to manage it right and put on a good show for everybody that's involved.
You know, every event you go to has sponsor banners here and this sponsor and that's. What does a sponsor do? I don't know that I've ever gone into this question, but you would know being in the racing business and now getting into fishing. What does a sponsor do for the Striped Bass Challenge?
Well, I mean, just to give you a great example, the Bass Pro Shop, you know, that's our primary sponsor. They, you know, obviously everybody, I would dare say everybody that's in this tournament or even going to come to the expos been to a Bass Pro Shop.
Okay.
So that's their customer. For one,
right.
So now that's Bass Pro Shop giving back to support what these guys love to do and showing that, hey, I care about you being our customer, and we want to support you and what you enjoy to do. And then with the money that they would give towards sponsorship of an event like this, it helps you to just get everything set up. It helps you to guarantee a purse.
Okay.
That which then therefore creates a draw. You know, obviously if a guy can go online or a group or a fishing team can go online and say, hey, we're guaranteed this is first place money, and then the rest of everything else that comes in all goes back to the rest of the field or the next, you know, positions that
sure.
You're paying out. It just helps you to create and do it all. I mean, it's I have been very blessed and very fortunate to have some good sponsors but it takes a lot more to do it. I thought it was going to be pretty easy last year, and I realized pretty quick that it takes a lot to do it. And I tell you, the best group of people to ever work with so far, and I've only done it in one state, and I really, right now, another state would have a hard time catching up, but the South Carolina DNR, they're incredible. They really care about the environment. They really care about their sportsmen. And they're just unbelievable how they help and go above and beyond to be a part of it and make this happen. I mean, it would be nothing nowhere near as the quality of event without those folks. They bring out their trailer and kids can come out and see and talk to these guys, and they teach everybody you know, what's going on with the environment. They
right.
Help us take care of the fish the proper way and put them back, return them back into the water. We had a great first year event where, you know, you're going to lose a fish or two here
sure.
and there, but
sure.
I mean, man, the mort rate was really, really low, and we do really stress that to try to put the fish back so other people can catch these fish because they're just beautiful animals. Those guys are awesome, and then Green Pond out
yeah.
there, they've been incredible help. And Anderson, it's just everybody down there is just has welcomed us, and it's a lot of fun to be able to do this
yeah.
with all these folks helping. It's a really pleasant surprise to be able to get the input from these folks or help.
And if you're out there listening, of course, registration is closed for this year, but they do have a youth angler award in the tournament. They have a lady angler of the tournament award. So if you're out there, you like the striper fish, you didn't know anything about this year, you can look forward to next year. Get your wife involved, get your girlfriend involved, get your daughter, get your son. It's a great family event. Fishing always has been and always will be. So the expo is December the 9th at the Civic Center, 11 to 3. Bring food for entry. Then you got the kids fishing tournament on the 10th there at the park, and you can bring some food there, and it all benefits Golden Harvest Food Bank. Mike Dillon, I appreciate you doing this for me, and I look forward to seeing you down there either Friday or Saturday, and I hope that you have a great tournament, great turnout, and this is the second year of what will be many years to come.
Well, I really appreciate you having us on, and maybe we can come back and get on here before the event again, and just want to thank everybody in the area, and if we can get up, we want to welcome everybody in the area to come out and be a part of it on Friday and Saturday also at the weigh-in.
Yep.
So Saturday evening at the weigh-in around 4:30, they'll see some big fish coming out at Green Pond out there.
Very good. Mike, take care of yourself, and we will get back together and do this again.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You guys.
Dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. drop of water in an endless sea.